the attorney for the former police chief of Lee, Massachusetts, who was convicted of extortion in May 2016, says he will file an appeal to the Supreme Court. Former police chief Joseph Buffus was found guilty in June 2015 of coercing a town couple who ran an inn to donate $4,000 to a toy charity Buffus was running. In exchange, Buffus allegedly said he'd drop pending prostitution charges against them. In May 2016, Buffus was sentenced to 27 months in prison for extortion. So far, Buffus has served 14 months, first at Wyatt Detention Facility in Rhode Island, and now at FCI Gilmer in West Virginia. His attorney, Seth Kretzer, tells WAMC Buffus will file an appeal to the Supreme Court.
I believe there's a circuit split that's developed on this narrow issue of extortion.
Kretzer says there is dissent among the justices over the definition of extortion.
In the old days, bribery was regarded as taking money in exchange for an official act. Very simple. Give me $10,000, I'll dismiss the case. Okay? Extortion was designed to be, force. Okay? For a private citizen, the statute was passed when you had, truck drivers who would pull somebody over and say, give us some money if you want to pass through our territory or we're going to take you out and beat you. For public officials, you have to do it under color of official right.
Or using authority to threaten people. Kretzer says Buffus did not apply any pressure on the couple and did not make the arrest. He says the Supreme Court might consider the extortion as a lesser improper gratuity or throw out the case altogether. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Massachusetts could not be reached for comment Wednesday. In a letter to the court in 2016, Lee Police Chief Jeffrey Russa said Buffus used his badge to say, "Give me your money or else." Berkshire Eagle reporter Bob Dunn covered the trial and sentencing.
The judge said as much. He was considering a lower sentence until he saw this lack of responsibility, this lack of contrition on Mr. Buffus's part.
The court sentenced Buffus to 2 years of probation, 200 hours of community service, and restitution, in addition to his prison term. Buffus was fired in 2013 after he was indicted. Lee claimed he used town funds to pay for his family's cell phone plan. Chief Jack Rinchich, the president of the National Association of Chiefs of Police, told WAMC in 2013 that in cases involving the arrest of law enforcement officers, public officials are held to a higher standard. So alleged wrongdoing can lead to immediate action from elected officials because of pressure from the public.
Unfortunately, police officers are not always afforded the same rights as citizens in terms of due process and you're innocent till you're proven guilty. And sometimes people are quick to judge a police chief simply because of his position.
Extortion was the only charge to stick. Buffus was found not guilty of 10 other counts, including fraud and money laundering. He was facing 20 years in prison. Again, Buffus's lawyer, Kretzer.
He was acquitted on far and away the most serious, and I'm sure talking about felony charges to say one is more serious than the other might sound silly, but the money laundering counts would have scored far higher under the guidelines.
The decision was upheld in the U.S. Court of Appeals Monday. An appeal would need to be filed in the next 90 days. Buffus is expected to finish his prison term in May 2018. If the case is heard, Kretzer says the best-case scenario for Buffus is having the conviction overturned. That would allow Buffus to go free without a felony conviction on his record. But even in that case, he says it's unlikely Buffus would receive any compensation for his time in prison. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.